Yo, it's the Ralphie Radio Show, and I am hanging out right now with Zach Cameron and Michael from All Star Weekend. Gentlemen, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Why are we blaming it on September? What's the problem here?
In, I guess, between 9th and 10th grade, I got not really screwed over by a girl, but just it was a disappointing situation. It was one of those things where, like, it was like a summer love, and then September school came around, went to different schools, and she kind of broke it off.
Was it, like, long distance or, like, different schools within the city?
Different schools within San Diego, so it wasn't that big a deal. And I was like, that's cool. I can go with that, but she wasn't.
She wasn't really feeling that. Sure. So then, and fall's a tough time when you're in high school because you got homecoming right around the corner.
Yeah.
And so that must have been tough then because you probably wanted to bring her to your homecoming dance and you couldn't.
I did, and I did not, and I don't even know if I went.
That's terrible. But wait, obviously,
no, I did go. But did go. It was not fun at all.
Now, did you guys all go to school together in San Diego or no?
Yeah, I've actually known Zach since I was in seventh grade, and I actually know the girl that the story's about, but it's an interesting one. Yeah, we all went to school together.
Does the girl know that there's a song about her?
No, she doesn't really, I've still keep in touch with her, but she doesn't really like follow the band, which is awesome. So
yeah, because you could say whatever you want about her then.
And I feel like it'd just be really awkward.
Matter of fact, her name is, and you could add her on Facebook. I'm just joking.
If you actually look up some of the interviews about the song, we do drop her name, but fortunately, like Zach said, she doesn't look at any of the videos.
Well, that's surprising, because I would imagine you guys have, actually I know for a fact, because even though I haven't spun your song, and we're going to spin it later with the Daily Download, but even though I haven't played your song yet, obviously I've heard of you guys, and I've heard of you guys through your fans that call up the radio station and either want to win meet and greets to see you guys or want to hear your songs and so on and so forth. So that's kind of surprising that your fans haven't tracked her down and then she hasn't come back to you to say, yo, lay off.
Well, we say the first name, so it's cool. But we do have awesome fans and they're always finding weird things about us, which is cool. I like it. It doesn't really bother me.
You know what? Like on a semi-serious note, did you ever think about like having to like change the name completely? Because funny, Mike Posner on his latest album, 31 Minutes to Takeoff, he has a song called Cheated, and he changed the name of the girl completely because he was afraid of like legal issues.
Yeah.
True story. You guys learned something.
I should probably look into that then, so I don't get sued.
Yeah, right? Well, I think if you haven't heard from her, you're good. I think you guys are in the clear, so wouldn't worry about that. All-Star Weekend here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Toured with Selena Gomez. I chatted with her. Seems like a nice young lady.
Oh, she's the nicest young lady.
We've played a couple shows there. Actually, we played her first show that she ever played, but this is our first time not only touring with her, but touring in places this big. It's pretty dope.
Doing the arenas and stuff like that.
It's crazy. I mean, this is a first for Selena, too. You know, like, I know she's played a lot of arenas recently, but this is her first, like, headlining tour for her. And for us, this is our first, like, huge support tour, so this is just incredible.
I mean, I think it definitely pushed us to step our game up. You know, we're playing a bigger stage. We got to work more people. But I think overall, like, yeah, I guess try harder. It's like, we don't really get nervous because we've played so many bad shows in our lives that, like, it couldn't get any worse than it's already gotten. And so we go out there, like, just ready to kind of own. Like, I'm never nervous going on stage.
Chat with All Star Weekend here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so you guys wrap up the tour with Selena Gomez, and then what?
We got a new record all the way coming out September 27th, which Blame It On September will be on. And then we're going to do our headline tour later in the fall, winter time. So that's cool.
Very cool. Very nice. Well, listen, fellas, thank you so much for the time. Zach, Cameron, and Michael, who didn't. Are you always this quiet during interviews, or do I need to?
Yes, because, you know, I play drums really loud, so I just let out my emotions and thoughts through that.
Guys, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.